If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Boomer and Geo.
BT and Sal.
Devin and Tiki.
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan.
On The Fan.
On The Fan.
On The Fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
Well, let's just say that's not how I expected the baseball All-Star game to finish. And I don't think anybody else did either, because even Kevin Kyle Stowers, whatever his name is from the Miami Marlins, who entered in this 3-on-3 home run hitting challenge that the baseball world just decided to create at the end of this All-Star game, he said, I didn't even know this was a thing. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, there's sometimes in the NFL where there's a game that goes on and then all of a sudden, like, teams go, oh, I didn't realize the rules in overtime had changed. I didn't know there was overtime. I didn't know that we could tie. I didn't know that each team could touch the ball. Like, there's a lot of things that I could try to, like, give a pass to. I don't think anybody in the world discussed some sort of home run derby at the end of the All-Star game in case of a tie. I don't recall it. It never hit my ticker. It never hit my Twitter feed, my X feed. It didn't hit shit. I got to be honest. Nowhere did anybody talk about this. So we will get to the ending of this game in a second. But, I mean, let's just say that this was actually a good, entertaining game for the most part for the All-Star game. The excitement, I don't know if you're still excited about All-Star games. I don't know if anybody cares about All-Star games. I know kids do. And my kid was super excited about it. He watched everything. You know, from all the lineups and whatnot with me. And I give my kid a ton of credit because he does know baseball very well. And he can already see, like, why are these people playing over others? Like, Ellie De La Cruz didn't start. Why was he not starting? Because Francisco Lindor was there. Pete Alonso. Why is Pete Alonso not starting? Oh, Freddie Freeman's getting a start. Like, he knows who should be playing on the field as the because they're the better players in baseball. So that's the first thing. Again, they continue to screw this whole freaking thing up. Yeah, the best players are not playing, hence why Juan Soto is not there. It did feel very naked to not have Juan Soto at an All-Star game. It's so freaking weird. I don't recall if he wasn't on an All-Star in previous years. I don't recall him not being there. It feels weird, especially the season as he's having. And if anybody heard the show with BT and Sal yesterday on Tuesday, we broke it down the top three MVP getters in the NL. Shohei Ohtani, Pete Crow Armstrong, and then Juan Soto. So the fact that Juan Soto is considered as an MVP or is up there as with the MVP race, but not considered to be an all-star, it's stupid, but let's move on. Okay, so Pete Alonso, I mean, if you want to talk about like the biggest cheers, obviously we're there in Atlanta. So Max Fried gets a huge ovation because he returns. Good for him. You get all the Brave starters. They get their ovation. Good for them. The Mets get the boos. Kyle Schwarber gets boos. So it's everything you expect. It's nothing too outlandish. We get to the actual game itself, and, you know, Paul Skenes, Tarek Skubal. Skubal had a rough first inning, something that they haven't, you know, supposedly he doesn't do all year. And the NL jumped to a quick 2-0 lead, and then nothing happens for about 6 innings. That's the bad stuff. The stuff in the middle, like, we could sit there and talk about how good the pitchers are and whatnot, but it's also just the game itself. People are just constantly trying to hit home runs, not worried about being struck, not worried about striking out. So there's a lot of things in the game itself where it's like, this is the bad stuff with baseball. Basically, innings 2 through about 6 were like, yeah, there were some good plays, but nothing really happened. The coolest part was hearing people talk while the game's going on. And I'm not really sure if that was cool, but that was happening, you know? Like Pete Crow Armstrong sitting there in the outfield, and I'm sitting there going, like, my God, that guy would have been a perfect Met. Oh, why the hell did we trade him for Javier Baez? But that being said, like, that was the one thing that was going on, and it almost felt like it was too much. It almost felt like there was too much talking in between where it was distracting the players, it was distracting me, and I guess it took away from the game, but, like, the game was so boring that it was fine, so I guess it worked out in everyone's favor that the first like 6 innings, most innings, there was somebody that was mic'd up and talking to, you know, the guys up at the booth. So that worked out, I guess. You have Pete Alonso break this open with a 3-run home run at one point in time to make it 5-0. And right there I said, first of all, Pete Alonso continues – to talk about clutch home runs and big spots, you're in an all-star game, okay? We're talking about every individual, every moment of this game was, oh, my God, you're in an all-star game. How does it feel to be in front of all these people to you know, the biggest stage in the world right now? It was, and Pete Alonso delivered again. Opposite field home run off of, was it Babich or Bubich or whatever his name is from the Royals? Opposite field home run, 5-0 lead. Pete Alonso's the freaking man, as always. And all I'm thinking of is, boom, he just locked it up. He's the MVP. He's the MVP. Just think about this. MVP locking up the MVP at the All-Star game going into what should be a walk year. On top of him will be setting the record for most home runs as a New York Met. I mean, you're talking about this guy's season is actually turning from last year where Pete Alonso had such a bad season and it completely fell off into, oh my God, this guy's actually having a really good season and he may walk away from the Mets because someone's going to pay him a lot of money. He continues to hit big home run after big home run after big home run. Corbin Carroll follows up a little bit later on with a solo shot and the NL is up 6-0. And then obviously things go downhill from there where, you know, the AL makes, you know, comes back. They have the Brent Rooker. Was it a 2-run shot or a 3-run shot that Brent hit? Let's see. Brent Rooker hit the 3-run shot, right? And then they start chipping away. And then all of a sudden you come in. Bobby Wood Jr. comes up, doubles, makes it 6-5. And then finally Edward Diaz comes in the game. And it's already too late at that point in time because Robert Suarez had blown it out. Jazz Chisholm, you know, grounds out, moves the runner over, and then Steve Kwan gets a single, and Bobby Wood Jr. scores. And all of a sudden, then this game is tied. By the way, David Peterson, decent inning. Traffic on the field, but decent inning. Carlos Rodon, decent inning as well, if I believe. What did Rodon do? Yeah, 1 strikeout, 18 pitches, gave up a hit. Okay, fine. Aaron Judge, 0-for-2. You want to go through the numbers of the local guys. I mean, nothing really spectacular. It was just basically Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso was the only New York player. I mean, Chisholm did okay. Well, no, not really. He was 0-for-3. But he – did he even hit the ball hard? I don't remember. But Alonso was the one. 1-for-2, 3 RBIs. That home run was really it. And then Lindor was terrible, actually, 0-for-2. And then Edward Diaz comes in, and, yeah, he gave up that one run, but then he was able to get out of it, and then they go to this miraculous out-of-nowhere thing. So the first 9 innings, it's basically an average game. Some things happen. It is what it is. It's just a normal game. And, yeah, there was some scoring. There was some power, which we haven't seen in a while. I feel like a lot of these games lately have been low scoring, have been boring. But the best part about the game was during a break where they start talking about they send a tribute to Hank Aaron. That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen a ton of light shows now. You see a lot of NHL teams have this crazy ice show or laser show on the ice before the game, you know, takes place, before the first puck drop, before the guys come on the ice. And it's pretty miraculous. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty awesome. This blew it out the water. The Hank Aaron tribute arguably is the coolest thing that I've ever seen in my life on a baseball diamond. And there was not one person on the field doing anything. It was all the laser show. It was all just video and pictures, digital. It was so cool. You know, they had the firework as displaying the home run that Hank Aaron hit 715. And it was just really cool. And then, you know, my favorite thing is, and this is what I love about baseball, and this is my passion about baseball, is it is the history of the game. You know, it truly is. You know, you talk about the legends. You talk about the Yankees. We always, you know, make fun of the fact that, oh, what are the Yankees have 27 championships and World Series, and when's the last one they had? But it's about the history. It's about the 27 rings. It's about the, you know, the record-breaking home runs. It's about all this stuff that we do. Like, that's what baseball was built upon. You know, other games are great. Football is great. The NFL is great. Basketball is an awesome game. People love playing basketball, whether it's out in the court with a bunch of your friends, 3-on-3, 2-on-2, or an NBA game. Hockey, you know, obviously people love whatever. All sports in the world. Everyone loves everything. But the part about baseball is, and this is what it kind of is with the downtime, and this is why it's weird where they're trying to speed the game up to make it faster for everybody so you don't miss anything and you're kind of locked in. But baseball is the history. You're always talking about the stories and what happened years ago and what happened decades ago. And, you know, from whether it's Lou Gehrig, whether it's Mickey Mantle, Babe Ruth, with Ted Williams, whether it's Bill Mazeroski, you go through historical moments. You talk about historical players. That's what it is. And Hank Aaron is one of those guys. Because, again, we come through the conversation, and my son asked, he goes, 715, what does that mean? And I said, 715. He broke the home run record. It was 714 for all those years. And then Hank Aaron came through, and he broke the record. He set the record, and that's 715, and it was historic. And then it took Barry Bonds to break it, and obviously the first thing that came out of his mouth was, well, but he cheated though, right? And I'm like, yeah, then you have to explain that stuff. So, but again, the historical side of baseball, that's all these conversations. It's all – there's so many different layers to it. It really is – that's why I still have that passion for baseball. I can watch baseball. I can talk baseball all the time because of that, because of the history, because of the things that we've seen, because of the personalities. And that's the crazy thing is you sit there and talk about the athletes and the talent. And yeah, it kind of is. It's always been about the personalities. It's been about the greatest players ever. You know, it is about the Hall of Famers. That's what makes the game special. And again, what they do on the field, what they've done to get to where they are, there's just special moments. So now that was a great moment. I don't know if after the ninth inning, what we had was a great moment. I don't know. I will tell you this much. I was engaged. It kind of had me going a little bit again. Like I said, Stowers, the guy that was hit for Miami, says, I didn't even know this was a thing. Tell me if I'm wrong. I don't think anybody knew. I really don't know. Like, where this wasn't even publicized before the game. It just started to hit where it's like, hey, by the way, this game's not going to go to a tie. Like, if this game ends here, if this game gets to, like, you know, the end of the ninth and we got to go to extras, there's no extras. This is the game plan. This is what we've drawn up. I don't think anybody really knew about that. I don't think they really told the people that. It's like the first time you saw, not even three-on-three hockey, but it's the first time you saw, you know, the shootout in the NHL. It's like, hey, this, by the way, is something we're going to do. We're going to try this out here, and if it works, good. Here's the problem. It kind of worked. It kind of worked. It kind of did. And I know people are going to hate on this, and people are going to say, oh, what is this crap? You couldn't finish the game. Why would you, you know, this is why you have to do a better strategy. You know, what we, you know, first of all, it's an exhibition game. It is an exhibition game. Okay. It means absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. So the fact that you want to get everybody in, you want to get your, you know, people watching the All-Star game from all across the country, they want to see their player get in. So you can now do that. And not feel like, oh my goodness, we just ran out of pitching. Oh my goodness, I ran out of hitters. What are we going to do? Nothing, because at the end of nine, you're going to go into this 3v3, three versus three, hitters versus hitters, swing off. And I'll tell you this much. It had me. It had me. The way that Joe Buck tried to build that up, with Brent Rooker going up there, like the interview beforehand. Again, it was a little bit stupid because everyone's like, yeah, I don't feel pressure. It's a freaking All-Star game. Like, whatever. It is what it is. We're all having fun. So that part kind of deflated the pressure. But Buck really did a good job of trying to build up the suspense when, you know, Brent Rooker hits two home runs. It's 2-0. American League. They get Kyle Stowers, comes up there, and he hits a, you know, he's 1-for-3, and he did it a nice shot. It was good that he did not hit a home run, because you don't want to be that first guy to blank. There's somebody later on who blanks. But so he got one. They're down 2-1. And then Randy Rosarena comes up there. And again, it's different than the home run derby, right? Like the home run derby is, it's more just keep on peppering with pitches, keep on peppering with pitches, keep on peppering. And then, you know, eventually with the timeouts, and it's all about timing. There's a lot more swings. This is just, dude, you just keep on pitching, and I got three swings. When I'm ready, I'm ready. When it looks good, it looks good. And I trust myself, and that's it. And so it was a different feel compared to the home run derby. And I didn't hate it. I did not hate it. So again, Randy Rosarena makes it 3-1 American League. And then you bring up Kyle Schwarber. And, you know, again, this is where the whole pressure thing comes up again. And they interview him before he goes out there. And he's like, yeah, I don't really feel any pressure. We're just having fun. And he goes out there and he hits all three swings. Again, mind you, every player gets three swings. That's it. Three swings and that's it. There's no, you keep on hitting home runs, you keep on getting more balls. No, just three swings and that's it. So they can keep on throwing pitches as long as you're not swinging, but three swings and done. So a total of nine swings per team. And Kyle Schwarber hits not one, not two, but three home runs. That third one was a bomb, gets to the knee, and he puts the National League up 4-3. And again, by the way, I forgot, like the whole thing was, this was like a pre-planned thing that these managers had, that they had the three guys that they were going to pick in advance. And it didn't sound like Dave Roberts actually had a plan. It really didn't. It sounded like the guy that he probably wanted to had already left. So, hey, by the way, Stowers, you're up first. because that's what I noticed. Like Francisco Lindor was doing interviews and getting ready to leave, and Aaron Judge doing interviews, getting ready to leave. It's like not even the ninth inning yet. So like, obviously there's people that are just walking away. And again, the players may not have known. So Dave Roberts and Aaron Boone might have had players in mind for this, and they escaped and they left. Like maybe Aaron Judge was somebody that had an opportunity at this. And again, him not being there because he was already in dress clothes and out. So then all of a sudden, Kyle Schwarber hits that home run, and they're up 4-3. And then Joe Aranda or I think it's Joe Aranda, of the Tampa Bay Rays comes up, and he gets not one, not two, but three outs. Can't get the ball to the outfield. Has one that actually hits off the wall that missed maybe by like 5 feet, but that was the closest thing, and that was it. That was kind of like anticlimactic because Schwarber already did the damage. It wasn't a walk-off. I was kind of hoping and setting up for Pete Alonso to get the MVP because all it took was for Aranda to get one home run that scored before 4, and then Pete Alonso would have a walk-off opportunity. Now, I don't know what they would have done if Pete Alonso went an over and then it's 9-9 swings, and then we move to what, the next round of three? I don't know what the plan is. I don't know if MLB knows what the plan is. But regardless, they never got that far, and Pete Alonso did not win the MVP because now I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. I'm guessing that Kyle Schwarber won the MVP. That's what I'm guessing. I'm assuming that Kyle Schwarber, because I'm doing this live right after the game, so let me go look it up with you because that's something that makes total sense of why would they give it to somebody in the game but not somebody that, you know, at the end of the game. They hit the, you know, 3-for-3 with the walk off, I guess. So let's see what happens. I'm trying to figure out. I don't see the All Star. Hold on. How is Superman? By the way, did anybody watch the Superman movie? No. Okay, MVP. Here we go. All Star Game MVP is Kyle Schwarber. Yeah, duh. I mean, so I get it. I guess he won at the end. So I guess good for Kyle Schwarber, but I think Pete Alonso had the more impactful home run. I mean, if it wasn't for Pete Alonso's home run. And again, this is where I feel like if Pete Alonso would have gotten up and is being 4-4, that would have been a lock for Pete Alonso. But anyway, who really cares? It's the freaking All-Star game. It means absolutely nothing at the end of the day. All this means is we've been off of baseball for 4 days of no games. This is what we have. The home run derby, we got the All-Star game, and now we had 2 days off in a row of absolutely nothing. And I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I'm going to sit here and scratch my head and pull my hair out over why the hell did Sauce Gardner get a 4-year deal when last year he was just dog crap. But that's another time. We'll do that later. But Kyle Schwarber, congratulations on the MVP. I think Pete Alonso definitely deserved it. I would have loved to have seen the walk-off. Now, would it have been as impactful as the Kyle Schwarber 3-for-3? No, but it's still a walk-off, and that would have been nice. But I still, but here's the other thing. I'm curious to see if they had a plan in action, if for some reason Pete Alonso, if Aranda hit that one home run 4-4 with Pete Alonso's three swings and he gets 0, what would the next step have been? I'm curious to see if they knew what the step was. Because like we heard, not many people knew what was going on with this. So I'll tell you this much. It was entertaining. Again, it did feel a little bit like the first time I saw a shootout in hockey where I was like, this is cool. However, do not put this in the actual game of baseball itself. Like I would never want to see, obviously playoffs, no chance, none whatsoever. But in a regular season game, I would not want to see this. This is not what you want to do. This is not how you win a game. It's fun before a game. How about you do that to start the game? Like maybe you flip a coin and see who bats first or who gets last licks. And rather than flipping a coin, here you go. Let's do a little quick home run derby to see who gets home, gets the last licks. I know home field advantage is supposed to be, you know, who's ever who's ever hosting, but maybe that's something you do. Maybe it's something fun. Maybe you break up at the fifth inning and just do that for fun for a little bit, whatever. Like, I'm down to be creative and have some fun. It's not bad. It's not a bad thing. But I would not want to see it matter in an actual baseball game where you take out three players from each side and have 9 total swings and the team with the most home runs wins the game. No chance. At that point in time, we might as well go by a point total at the end of the year and say, well, each win is 2 points. If you win off a walk-off, extra inning game, then you get 1 point. Like at that point in time, it's just stupid. You're just making up nonsense. Don't do that. Don't hurt the game. Keep the game as it's bad enough. You already have a California runner out there on second base. Do not destroy it with this idea. Again, fun for the All-Star game. Could be fun before a game. Not fun to end a real game. That is the one note I have. Don't care what you do. Don't care. Listen. And I know there's talks about work stoppage and stuff like this. And this better not be on the table for the CBA and whatnot for a rule change. Do not put any sort of home run derby to finalize a game. Can't happen. Fun for All-Star game. Fun for the home run derby. Not fun in real life. So I hope that message is sent. Congratulations, Kyle Schwarber, for winning a useless award. Hopefully that, gives you bad luck the rest of the way and the Mets can take the division. Again, just, good. It was nice to see that both Mets and Yankees were, well suited. Obviously, like I said, Max Fried had a good, applause because he was returning home to Atlanta. But let's get back to the season, man. That's where I'm at right now. We got 2 more dead days before we go back to the grind. 66 games for the Yankees, about the same for the Mets. Let's go. Second half is here. Trade deadline's around the corner, and there's a lot. Even though it feels like there's a lot of baseball left, there's not a lot of baseball left. There's 2 months worth of baseball games left, and playoffs will be around here before you know it. And then football kicks off. Yay! And then we get to see the newly minted Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner come out with new chains, new bling, new everything, new gold or silver teeth plate, whatever they got in their mouth. Football is around the corner. All right, that'll do it for this episode of WFAN Daily. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching on YouTube if you're watching live, if you're listening live. If not, appreciate you downloading the episode of WFAN Daily. And again, you can always get that on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just like, subscribe, favorite, whatever it is that you do. And again, please always follow me at Hoff WFAN. I'll be back tomorrow. We're working on some interviews, and I actually have a cool one coming up in a couple days, hopefully. Somewhat sports related.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Entertainment related for sure. But we will dive in deeper as we get closer to that. But again, and we will do some other things. And I'm going to get somebody on, I think, to talk Jets too, because I'm aggravated with the whole Jets stuff with Sauce. I get the Garrett Wilson stuff. So maybe there's somebody else that could convince me that I'm an idiot. And usually the people do convince me that I'm an idiot. So very cool. Again, congratulations to the NL for no absolute reason, because what does that game even mean? But let's just get back to baseball. Let's get Evan back so we can do some Rico Bronya soon. And again, Wednesday, if you're listening to this on Thursday, well, it's Wednesday right now anyway, as we're recording, it's 12:30 in the morning. Wednesday, if you're listening to this, there will be a special episode of Rico Bronya about David Wright and his top moments as a New York Met. And, you know, that's happening on Saturday where they're retiring his number. It's going to be awesome. And on Sal's show coming up, BT and Sal, BT's off this week, but Sal's going to have a ton of guests over the next few days to reminisce about David Wright and his career. We're going to have David Wright on himself on Friday, 1:10 p.m. on WFAN. So don't miss that. But that being said, there's going to be a lot of cool things going on. Rico Bronya podcast, dedicated episode to David Wright. You don't want to miss that. So again, Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. All right. Again, at HoffWFAN on social media. I'll see you guys bright and early at 10 a.m. with BT and Sal on the Fan. I appreciate you guys checking me out here, WFAN Daily. Till tomorrow, everybody. Have a good one. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.